The Czech president, Václav Klaus, has once again appealed to world leaders not to sacrifice the sanctity of the free market as they look for ways to tackle the global financial crisis. Mr. Klaus, speaking at the United Nations General Assembly session in New York, said governments, not the market, were to blame for the world's current economic woes. Rob Cameron reports.
The 64th UN General Assembly has so far been dominated by the debate over nuclear proliferation amid worldwide concerns over Iran's nuclear program. But while speeches by Barack Obama and Mahmoud Ahmadinejad naturally stole the headlines, the General Assembly also gives less well-known leaders a chance to bask in the global spotlight, at least for 10 minutes. For Czech President Václav Klaus, this was no exception.
His Excellency Václav Klaus, President of the Czech Republic, and invite him to address the Assembly.
President Klaus, a free market economist with Milton Friedman and Margaret Thatcher as his heroes, took the opportunity to reiterate his concerns that the principles of the free market were under threat as governments scramble to rescue their flagging economies.
It would be a tragic mistake to fundamentally impair economic freedom in favor of state or suprastate regulation just now. The long-term experience tells us that it's thanks to the free markets and free entrepreneurship that we can enjoy the current material welfare and economic progress. Business cycles accompanied by economic downturns, recessions and crises did exist, do exist, and will exist in the future. In spite of them, the world has been, at least in the last two centuries, characterized primarily by economic growth and growing prosperity.
And Mr. Klaus stressed that governments, not markets, were to blame.
When looking for an appropriate reaction to the problems connected with the current crisis, we should build on the idea that the crisis was basically a failure of governments, not markets. The manipulation of monetary policy in an attempt to artificially prolong the period of growth, the irrational subsidization of demand in the housing sector, and the failures of financial market regulation contributed substantially to the crisis. Let us not delude ourselves that the economic cycle and its consequences can be prevented by the more extensive government regulation or by aiming at global governance of the world economy.
President Klaus, a noted critic of the accepted wisdom on global warming, also warned that the economic crisis would affect the viability of expensive proposals to counter the effects of climate change. He said such projects were a great financial burden on both developed and developing countries. Mr. Klaus spoke for just under 10 minutes, his allotted time according to UN regulations. Speaking to journalists afterwards, he criticised Libya's Colonel Gaddafi for droning on for 2 hours. Not everyone agreed with what the Czech president said in New York, but as a keen sportsman with a penchant for order, he did at least keep to the rules.
Thanks, Rob. Now, last minute preparation.